and you, Kenny. Great Irish hope.
I'm going to go for I'm going to go for Ballarat as well. It's race two, and I'm going to go with box eight, Mohawk Mark.
Racing. And Mohawk Mork's begun well, very wide out. He's going to speed over and lead clearly, settling down. That's there. Primeland Comet, but Mohawk Mork has off and gone. It's a big leader over Fabriola, Duran, Indy, Honey, Gypsy Vista, designated Mapunga Grace, but it's all Mohawk Mork. He's running them into the ground, and Mohawk Mork's a brilliant winner by 8 lengths over Gypsy Vista.
My tip, to just cut straight to it, is Zipping Rambo. 4 slowest dogs in the race are drawn to either side of him. And I think that he's going to lob fairly prominently early, probably just on the back of Zach Minnelli. And he'll go home better than Zach Minnelli. He was probably second best running home last week behind Stanley Road. And I think that with him just getting a nice clear run this time around, which he didn't get in the heat, he's going to be the winner.
Racing now, Zach Minnelli began well from the inside. Tyler Durden's going to charge across though. Tyler Durden takes the lead early in the Sandown Cup. 2 lengths, Zach Minnelli, Zipping Rambo to third. And then Sir Truculent, Muggy Moo Moo. Kenny the Brute last. Tyler Durden led them all. A length and a half to Zipping Rambo. They've broken clear to Stanley Road as they turn. The rail now for Zipping Rambo goes through in the Sandown Cup to take the lead. Late Stanley Road, Zipping Rambo won the Sandown Cup. Zipping Rambo by a length and a half. Stanley Road, the eye catcher. Third, Tyler Durden.
Exactly, and that's going to lead us into race two with an absolute certainty leader here in box one, Mambo Minnelli. It's got an absolute peach of a draw here. Box two is highly likely to move off wide. The one dog can break okay anyway, and can definitely do the best time. So our second tip of the night is box one, Mambo Minnelli leads and wins.
Racing, Mambo Minnelli came out okay on the inside. Now starts to muster through the favourite and holds the lead easily. Following it, Martini, but off the back. And Mambo Minnelli on the arm out by 6 lengths in second, Tiger Town. Then followed by Samba Minnelli behind them. Jimmy's Decision as they swing. And Mambo Minnelli doing everything nicely. Goes back to back for Hobby. Wins by 6 lengths.
And then we're heading on to race six. Another decent race here. A lot of early pace on the inside. Box one, Lily Lana. Box two, Aaron the Answers. Box three, Legere Minnelli, and box four, Pixie Minnelli. They all ping the lids. So my theory here is that they might cause each other a bit of damage. So if there's chaos on the inside, we got to look to the outside for a bit of value. Again, bit of a punt here. Box eight, Corazon de Leon.
Racing. Earn the Answers came out only fairly, showing early speed was Sapphire Rose, who crosses, takes the lead. Lily Lana up on the inside, went through to second. On its outside was Corazon de Leon, then followed by Half. Corazon de Leon switches off heels, then followed by Lily Lana. Earn the Answers runs on in the straight. Corazon de Leon, Earn the Answers up on the inside. Corazon de Leon just won from Earn the Answers.
And then we're going to head on to Risk 7. Box 2, Starbuck. We mention him every week. Loves moving out wide. If Starbuck's in Box 2, close your eyes. Don't even look at what's in box one. Just back it. Luckily enough here, box one is also a gun dog. Sunset Toxic, bet of the night. Race seven, box one.
Racing, Sunset Toxic began okay. Starbuck wanted to get up the track, but she holds a line now and goes to second. Stargazer off the back, though. Sunset Toxic hugging the inside out by 2 lengths on Starbuck. Then followed
woof,
by
woof, woof. Welcome Toxic to the non-chasers here for Sportsbet and SEN Track. And you couldn't believe it. They've been in the wilderness for a little while, but the great montage has made its way back to the non-chasers because the boys tipped more than 4 winners. And before I introduce them, I've got to get something off my chest. When we put the feelers out, did we get the montage boys? Of course, yeah, we had 6 winners, and I get the boys to tell me who they had so I can set it all up. And Shagger has tried to squeeze through Aston Fastnet as a $1.20 tip for the montage.
I think he went up around $1.80.
I don't know, mate. I think the SP is closer to $1.20. Well, that's what the GRP site said. Anyway.
Shagger's the man who prices up that risk, so I've got question marks about why he put it up at $1.80 then.
Oh, we might have been a bit short here.
How are you, boys?
Very well, Paddy.
Hey, you good, boys? Yeah.
Yes.
Apologies again. We're doing this from the home studio, so little bit of delay here, there, and everywhere. Shagger, Kenny, g'day, Irish Hawk. How you doing, mate?
All good. Great to be on the airwaves again. Get a few tips out today. Hopefully, another montage next week.
I think so.
And we made up for Shagger's $1.20 shot because we had a nice Corazon de Leon, one at $15 at Cannington. So
nice. Mate, that was a huge win. And just with the montage, it went for a bit longer this week because I wanted to put your analysis in there. And you said in that race that the first four boxes will all start quick and there'll be a bit of a jam up. And if anyone's going to be the beneficiary of that, who's it going to be?
Corazon de Leon.
De Leon. And what happens? Wins the chocolates. Robert's your father's brother. Thank you very much. That's why I listen to the non-chasers. Boys, quickly before we get into it, we must say for our SEN audience today that we do actually pre-record this show a couple of hours earlier, so we won't actually be able to go live with the Speedstar stuff. We're aware it's already begun down there at Sandown Park this evening, but we are going to focus on some of the later races and give you a bit of an analysis so you can get a bit of information prior to those later events with the Speedstar. But before we do, wouldn't start a non-chaser show without a little tip off the top. We'll start with you, Kenny.
Cool. I'm going to go to race six tonight at Ballarat. Kicks off at 8:37. Box four here, Grisland Bale, is currently $4.20. The favourites in box eight, Aston Future. I'm not sure why it's favourite because I feel like Grisland beat it fair and square last week. So it just makes sense to back the one at the bigger price. So it's box four, Grisland Bale.
Mm-hmm. Shagger.
Well, it'd be a bit hard not to just go with my favourite dog at the moment, who's getting around in the Speedstar, and that's race seven at Sandown, number seven. Aston Rupee.
Oh, of course. Aston Rupee is your tip off the top, is it?
Backing him to win the whole Speedstar there, yep.
So, just quickly, obviously, we're aware of how the Speedstar works. It's a bit of a race within a race. It's the four head-to-heads, and then the quickest time actually wins the race, which is in the sports bet book. That's how it works, isn't it, Shager?
Correct. Yep.
Yeah.
So you can bet on the overall winner, but then there's also each head-to-head market up as well. So if you just fancy,
the good thing about the head-to-head markets is like they're brilliant for doing multis, and I absolutely love multis. Like I always say, bet small, win big. Best way to do it, do a big dirty multi.
Big dirty multi, of course. Maybe do it with the bets with mates. You can get your mates in and do a big Speedstar multi. It would be a nice way to do it. Hey guys, quickly before we do get into a little bit of a preview on the Speedstar, a bit of news off the top. COVID's stuffing us all again here in Melbourne, so crowds won't be there at the Greyhounds. Hopefully they'll be there by the time the Melbourne Cup turns around again this year. Hate for the crowd to miss the buffet and all that sort of jazz down there. We had it confirmed on Twitter from Pete Riley that Angle Park is the best spread in Australia.
I've seen that. Yeah. When Angle's back open again, we need to get a non-chasers trip down there. Not even watch the race and just stuff our faces.
I think so. That would be a wise thing to do. Boys, Zach Minnelli. Obviously disappointing to see a champion dog finish his career the way he did after breaking down in the Sandown Cup. Is there any sort of further news on that, boys, or is he just going to enjoy a nice life in stud?
I heard it was ligament damage, so like not the worst injury in the world, but the owners were talking about going to stud after the race anyway. So I think just this injury has completely confirmed it for David Hobby. Gun dog definitely would be one for taking the chance on if you are looking to breed a dog as well. So yeah, if you want a good stayer, Australia's always looking for big stayers. Zach's your man.
Absolutely. And from one champion stayer to one wannabe champion stayer. Monday, my boy went down at $1.28, boys. Mr. Specker at the Meadows. I tell you what, being $1.28 is probably the biggest poison chalice you could ever ask for. There was just all expectation and no meat on the bone when it came to a price. And we jumped all right. We took around and got four lengths clear with 150 metres to go. And then we got a stitch, hit a wall, and pulled up a bit sore. The old boy hurt his triangle muscle in his hip flexor. So fingers crossed he'll be all right.
Any news on when he'll be back in action?
It'll probably take a couple of weeks off, and then hopefully we can get back into things. Yeah. And hopefully we're not running around at $1.28 again.
He was a sick beat because like he was $1.28. He was in front and like he's strong home. So like down that back straight, you must have been thinking, this is too easy. This game is too easy.
Yeah. Well, see, he was dead set. With 150 metres to go, he would have been four or five lengths clear, just cruising to his third straight. And then he, pop went the weasel and no good for the big fella. Anyway, That's that. Let's get into some of these speed start previews, guys. So I'm just trying to think here. Race 6 is 12 minutes past the hour. We might be able to quickly get some stuff in here. Do you want to have a quick run? This will probably be jumping any minute now, but the head-to-heads will be starting with race 6. The favourite to win the whole best time of it here is, of course, the Sandow Cup winner and Zipping Rambo. This is a staying event. Fellas, what's your take on this race 6 of the speed star, which will be jumping any second? We'll start with you, Shagaloa.
The middle distance, yeah. So the stars, the first one to kick off. Yeah, so over the 5.95. And yeah, look, Zipping Rambo is definitely the one I like most here. Obviously took out the Sandown Cup in impressive fashion last week. I think the 600 is probably better over this distance. Funny to say that when he's coming off a Group 1 win over the longer trip. But look, yeah, he has a PB here of 33.66, albeit, you know, the track was playing pretty kindly that night. But yeah, that's just a super run. And yeah, he's definitely the one to beat here.
And you reckon he's the one to beat in the whole thing? $2.05, runs the best time?
Yep.
Yeah, sweet. Well, they're probably jumping round about now. race 6, so we won't spend too much time on it. This is the beauty of pre-recording here. We'll go to race 7, and let's actually talk through the head-to-head races as well, Shagger, and we'll get stuck into them. So the favourite, of course, is your favourite dog of all time, Aston Rupee, Glenny Rounds. Hello, if you're listening. Qualified in 28.927. Who's Aston Rupee, though, got in the head-to-head? And let's talk about this. Maybe can concoct a little multi here, because that one actually doesn't start till a little bit later in this hour.
Well, the graders definitely have a sense of occasion here. They've put him up against his litter brother, Aston Fastnet. Aston Fastnet obviously was a really impressive winner last start at Sandown, 29.18. And that's, you know, that's been done in a race, full field. He has a PB of 29.11. Look, Aston Rupee, obviously he's gone a faster time there. That's a solo trial on a different date. So, you know, there's always that difference between how the track's playing on any given night. And I wouldn't be surprised to see that there might be a little bit less in it than what those PBs indicate. So that'll be a really enticing matchup, but I do fancy Aston Rupee to get the bickies there.
Other head-to-heads in this event, Shagaloa, what? Over the 5.15?
Sorry, what was that? Sorry?
The other head-to-heads.
So look, the first one we've got here, box 1 versus 2, is definitely looking to be a Kuro Kismet, the well fancied. He's got a 29.18 PB, which is only marginally quicker than Well Grounded, but I think Kuro Kismet, just a younger, stronger dog than Well Grounded, I strongly fancy him to get that one.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Kuro is that kind of dog who usually doesn't get away the quickest, but like I think we mentioned before, he won the launching pad, and I said then he runs through walls. Well, there's going to be no walls here, so he's going to do like a really big time here. He's a real gun-chasing dog.
Like it. All right, match 2. We're sort of jumping around in order here. It's a little bit confusing, but once you get around it, the speed starts very, very easy to comprehend. Match 2 is Equalizer versus Rickerton Rick.
Yeah,
it's a bit of a foregone conclusion that Equalizer should win this one.
Well, you'd expect Rickerton Rick to lead comfortably, but look, Equalizer just a super strong dog. I mean, you might look at the form guide and see one win out of 8 attempts and a PB of only 29.61. But look, he has been running faster. He did trial here 29.18, so he's got the big time in him. And I think he'll be far too good for Rickerton Rick.
And then the final match, of course, is highly explosive up against Tigalong Tonk.
Yeah,
a race this one.
It is, and again, you know, a big discrepancy between early pace and strength here. Tigalong Tonk should be able to get out well in front. He's certainly the one to beat. Although highly explosive, finishes super quick, has a 29.16 PB. So you know, has the kind of time required, but look, Tigalong Tonk, he will be in front. He's got a 29.03, a 29.10. I think he's got a 29.16 as well. And just in super form as well. So, last start Group 1 winner. So, too hard to look past Tigalong Tonk there.
Like a check, give us a multi. Give us your four winners and our estimated price. Give the listeners something to chew onto here.
I'd go
Speedstar stuff Wednesday night. Sandown.
We go all those favourites I just mentioned in the sprints. Just quickly putting that together and seeing what that might spit out just as a multi. About $2.40. About $2.40 for those four winners.
Right, for those punters out there who like a better price, I'm going to go the same as Shagger, but I'm going to replace Tigalong Tonk with Highly Explosive / Rippy Kismet Highly Explosive and Equalizer. Highly Explosive's got 29.16 around Sandown, and that's in the full field, so I think the drop back, I think he can be doing around the 29 dead mark, and that multi will get you 6.70.
Ooh, okay.
She is a young up-and-comer too. She's only just turned two last month. So we could
pretty highly explosive.
Yeah. So could be yet to see her best.
I like it how Shagger just credits your tip there, Kenny.
I'll tip the hat to that.
All right, good stuff. I like it. That's a nice little preview, a nice little multi there to take you into your Wednesday. I'll take a break here on the Non Chasers. We'll be back a little bit more, some of our favourite segments right after this. Welcome back to the Non-Chasers here on SEN Track for Sportsbet. Of course, it's Speedstar action down at, I was about to say the Meadows, but it's at HQ, it's Sandown. As we speak, just got to say, we pre-record this show a couple of hours before we go to air, so can't actually bring it to you live, but we've given you a nice little analysis for the Speedstar stuff. If you want to go back to the podcast and have a little bit of a sniff around, you can, by all means, but we missed a Boomdog in the first opening stanza of the show, and Shagger almost bit my arm off from his bedroom there. Shagger, what's your Boomdog?
So I was actually going to mention a couple here. One of these...
That's why he almost bit my arm off, wasn't it?
One of these, out of the Jason Thompson kennel, a dog called Rebellious. It's had the five starts for four wins and a third. Has some really fast times to its name. Sale 24.57, Shep 24.93, and a Warrigal 22.29. Producing some fast early splits as well. So, being a dog that doesn't turn two until August, I think this one's got a really big future ahead of it. The other one to mention, and I hope I haven't mentioned this one already, but Rockabye Bear, very nicely bred out of the dam line traces back to Power to Burn. I know I've mentioned one from that dam line before, but I think that was on the bit. But anyway, Rockabye Bear, big unit of a dog, over tips the scales over 38 kilos. He's starting to put down some really nice runs. He's run sub 25 at Warrnambool, and he's just started to make his way into the city tracks. He picked up a pretty good win. Looks a hard chaser, and again, not two until August. So still some improvement out of him. And Rockabye Bear looks to be a good thing in the future. That's it for Boomdog.
Good stuff. Ken Waddle, great Irish horse from Scotland. You got one?
No.
Okay.
I think there was actually
good
another
stuff.
One.
Out. We're going really well here.
I think there was actually another one out of that litter. I might have even been going around at Warrigal last night.
That's
Power of Buddy.
Shagger googling live on radio again.
What was that?
James.
Come on, tell us the Vim dog.
There was another one actually, Power of Buddy. I think it might be a different litter, but same dam line. A couple of very fast runs at Warrigal, 25.54, and then again last night, 25.49, showing some decent early pace as well.
Yeah, I see what you did there. You tried to just keep that one under wraps. Watch the next time that thing starts, it will just go. We go on at less than Mr. Speaker odds at $1.28. $5 dog.
$5 dog. Whoa.
Okay, boys. Well, this segment was one of my favourites, and we sent it to the moon. We got almost up to $300 from a measly $5, and then someone decided they'd blow it all. Well, not all of it. I blew 90 of it, and then Shagger blew the rest of it. Then we gave Kenny a chance to reset last week, and he tried to go a big four-leg multi. Kenny, how did this four-leg multi go?
So we put up four dogs. I put up Stanley Road to place in the Sandown Cup, came second. Put up Mambo Minnelli at Cannington and another dog called Like You. They both won. But unfortunately, in the first leg in the multi, which I just want to explain why I put this dog in the multi. It was a dog called Osprey Phantom at Sandown. And the day before we recorded the podcast, Shagger was like, this is a good thing. So it's like, oh, I have complete faith in Shagger. Oh, but I'm also going to blame him.
We didn't listen to the one man.
Someone's shirking their responsibility.
They are. Well, you'll be pleased to know, listeners, that I have not, I've not spoken to you about what I'm going to select here for my $5. I'm just going to try and just noodle one through the covers for a quick single, maybe a two, just to set us back up. All right. Battens to me, $5. I'm going to Sandown on Thursday night. All right. Race 11 in the Cherry, number one. It's about $2.70. Mo a Meadow. That wins. That gets us $13, and it can just start us on our merry way again for $5 dogs. Just repeating, Sandown Thursday night, race 11, number one, Mo a Meadow. $2.60, $5 dog. Thank me later. That's how it's done. Fellas, a little game we didn't get to play last week. It's called How Much Prize Money. How much prize money has that doggy won?
In the window, the one with the waggly tail. How much
prize money has that doggy won?
In the window, I do hope that
dog. Yeah, you know how it works. I've got three dogs. I'm going to tell you the dog, and you're going to have a guess how much prize money they've won. The closest, nearest the pin wins. There's my dog over there just... just decides to drink some water there and does it really loudly, old Rufus. Right on, my friend. Okay.
How much prize money has he won?
Well, he's drinking his water like he's just won $1 million. He is going hard at that thing. We're trying to record a radio show here, mate.
The 715 metres was a bit much for him, was it?
He is going ham, mate, at his water bottle. Sit down.
maybe just a little post next time.
I seen Shagger go off camera. I thought he was just drinking out of his own bowl there.
that was always going to happen. That is the beauty of the Greyhound podcast. Yeah, unfortunately, he's not a Greyhound. He's a Labrador, and he sucks it hard. All right, let's get into how much prize money. Music up in the background. Yeah, first dog, much faster than Rufus. Can he drink water like Rufus though? Aston Fastnet. Kenny.
About 130k. I have no idea.
Shagger.
I would have thought more like maybe 30 or 40 thousand.
So you would have thought more.
But he's gone 100k less.
But he's gone 100k what? Less.
No. I was saying I would have thought more like 30 or 40,000.
Gotcha. Well, you're correct. 28,175.
There you go. I'm not feeling very confident this week.
Dog two, Jim Zardashian. Kenny.
I never even see him running anymore. I'm assuming he's still about the country track, so I'll take a stab at 65k.
Shagger?
Yeah, not a bad guess, I reckon. I'll say 60,000.
81,255 schmackers. It's one all here going into the final dog. Dog three, Miata. Kenny.
The mighty Miata. slightly before my time, so I'm not sure what the prize money was like then. I just know this is a gun dog. I'll take a stab at 725,000.
Okay, Shagger.
Did she crack a million? Didn't they take her over to New Zealand and pick up? Oh, I don't know. I'll go. I'll just go $1 million.
Kenny?
Yeah.
715,708. 2-1. How much prize money? You're very good when you take an educated guess and you think it through. You're very, very good at this game. All right, let's go to Fast Bucks.
Fast Bucks. Fast Bucks. Fast Bucks. Fast Bucks.
All right, fellas, where are we fast bucking on Thursday night?
I've made a call. And Saturday night, we're going to go to Cannington. The Winter Cup's on this week, so there's a real strong card at Cannington. The key races 4 and 5, the heats of the Winter Cup.
Okay. All right. Cannington on Saturday night. Yes. We're ready to play Fast Bucks. Music up in the background. Race 1, Shagger.
Oh, Salsa Minnelli. Not going to be confident. Zeke.
Race 2, Kenny.
Manzu.
Shagger.
We'll go West on Radar.
Knock, knock. Race 3, Kenny.
Barefoot Tycoon.
Shagger.
Lashes Minnelli.
Race 4, Shagger.
Go, Stout Minnelli.
Kenny.
Starbuck.
Race 5, Kenny.
Wise Thunder.
Shagger.
Super Zoom Jake.
Race 6, Kenny.
Sudoku Shelby.
Shagger.
Fantastic Raven.
Race 7, Shagger.
We go Wicked Rhythm. Oh, I should have gone Rapido last.
Red Cap Minnelli.
Race 8, Kenny.
My favourite dog, Domino Mac.
The Domino. I'll go Our Seabrook.
Race 9, Kenny.
I'll go an outsider, Sweet But Cycle.
Shagger.
Billy's the Boss.
Race 10, Shagger.
Kashani.
Shagger, I mean Kenny.
I'll throw a dart at Fired Up Finn.
Race 11, Kenny.
We'll go Gypsy's Mindy.
Shagger.
Zipping Jade.
Race 12, Shagger.
And we'll go Ballistic Bullet.
And Kenny.
Ruby Minnelli.
Very good. Good fast bucking. We'll take a break here on the non-chasers. That segment had it all. At Rufus Live, drinking some water very, very loudly and plenty more. We'll be back with more after this. Welcome back to the non-chasers here on SEM Track for Sportsbet. Great little show here, having fun, and it's our time of the show to do our hard-hitting analysis. We did a bit at the top of the show talking Speedstar, but now let's talk about the stuff on Thursday night and or Saturday, or wherever the boys want to go, with a little bit of Invest in the West.
Oh, so we'll kick off. We'll kick off. Where will we go first? I'll go Murray Bridge on Thursday. Going to go to Risto.
The bridge.
Yeah, off to the bridge.
Straight racing.
No. This race is a bit too long for a straight race. We're going to start off race 4, box 2. Fantastic Radley. He was beaten by the draw last week. If he was on the inside, he would have won. But unfortunately, he was in box 7, couldn't get to the bend in time. He switches to box 2 here. This is just a certainty. Just keep an eye on the early markets when they open up. If you get anything near evens, it's definitely well worth a bet. He will go off shorter than that. And then I'm going to head to Ipswich on Friday. Race 3 is a maiden, box 1 lone muster. He's not the quickest away in the world. He completely missed it last week, but he can come away better. He absolutely flies home over these short courses, and so I expect a fair bit of improvement on last week's run. So that's Ipswich Friday, race 3, box 1, lone muster. Then we're going to head Saturday night, Cannington, race 1. Box 1 here is a dog called Zeke. It's a litter brawler of Manzu, who recently won the WA Derby in a time of 29.57. Box 2, Sassy Blade, kind of moves off a bit. So Zeke's going to get a big clear run. Now, Zeke's PB around here, I think, is around 30-15. That was a good few races back, so I think he can go better than that. If he's got, like, if his brawler's doing 29.57, like, that ability has to be in there somewhere. We're going to get big odds in this race as well, because it's featuring a few dogs here, like Salsa Minnelli's decent, and Box 8 as well is a decent dog, Samba Minnelli. And like you, who's very quick away, should be short. So we should get a decent price on box one, Zeke. Then we're going to head to race three. It's a novice race. Oh, no, it's not a novice race. But race one was a novice race. Race three is a free-for-all over 715 metres. Barefoot Tycoon was in Sandown recently. He was over having a go at the Sandown Cup. He's returning to home soil here. He's got Lashes Minnelli on his inside. Lashes is really slow away, so Barefoot's going to get on the rail really early here. He can do a time, so he should get on the bunny and go well here. The big danger is box one, Lashes Minnelli, who was running 600 last week, absolutely flew home. This dog's got bags of pace, so we're kind of dependent on him to run into a few walls. If he gets a clear run, we're in danger, but and he might be, he's definitely one for your same race multis. But I'm going to go with box two here, Barefoot Tycoon. Box two, Barefoot Tycoon. Then we're going to head to race four. It's one of the heats of the Winter Cup. Really strong race here with Tommy Shelby's Roller Wivers Minnelli in box one. Box three's Stout Minnelli. Box four's Trajectory, who's absolutely flying. Box five's the almighty Starbuck. Box seven is Sunset Spitfire. Bit of a tricky race here. Stout Minnelli is in three. Projectory's on his outside. Projectory's going to want to come in. sorry, excuse me. Just a bit of COVID there. So box four, Projectory's just going to come across. He's going to cause Stout Minnelli a bit of trouble. Which means I think this race is going to be between Starbuck and Sunset Spitfire. Sunset really needs to clear Starbuck. I think he can. Just a bit worried about him coming back from a very minor injury. But he'll still be hard to beat if he gets away. So I'm going to go for box seven, Sunset Spitfire to win, and box five, Starbuck top three, and a same race multi.
Did Sunset Spitfire's toenail grow back in that 2 weeks?
I'm not sure. I haven't read the reports yet, but he could nearly win that race without a toenail, I'm sure. So yeah, I think he'll be all right. Like David Hobby wouldn't enter him if he wasn't right. So with full confidence that he's going to be in form.
Is Starbrook going to jump and angle wide again like he did the other day, which you so eloquently put with your tip?
He is. He's not going to move as sharply right from box five, but he'll still move wide. I think Sunset's quick enough away to just clear him, and then that'll leave Starbuck plenty of run just to track him down and behind. Starbuck's a quick dog, but I don't think he's got the pace to run down Sunset Spitfire. Yeah, so we'll go away Sunset there. And then we're going to head on to race five, box one, Wise Thunder. He absolutely loves the Cherry. I can't really go against him here. It is a strong race again with Fernando Starr in box three, Sermonti box four, our long odds winner last week, Corazon de Leon box five, and Sunset Toxic, who can run, is out in box eight. I just can't look past Wise Thunder. He loves it. He absolutely loves the Cherry. He's got a PB around here of 29.62, which will be good enough to win this race. So yeah, box one, Wise Thunder. And I'll just mention two more. Race 7, Red Cap Minnelli. He's in top form. I think he'll win. And race 8 is my old mate, Domino Mac. I think he should win as well. He's a good dog. So, yeah, that is... Oh, actually, I'm going to mention one more thing. I'm going to head very west. So we're going west to Cannington. We're going very north as well. We're going over to the UK. The English Greyhound Derby is on this week. It kicks off... tomorrow night, so it'll be the very early hours of Friday morning here, or I'm not sure, I just know it's Thursday night in the UK. I can't really do the math of when it's on here. I'm going to put up a futures market for it. Now there's this, the way the English Derby works, it's six rounds. We have nothing like it in Australia. Six rounds, so like the first round is 32 races, so it'll be like just a ton of dogs in it. I'm going to put up a futures market with the dogs I fancy and a few at the front end of the market. If there's any dogs in there that you want to back that aren't, there's a button there. Just request a runner or get on to Twitter. Give me a text. I'll put it on there. Make sure you get on. But my tip for that is a dog called The Machine. He's going to be at 33-1. And we're going to play it like the UK bookies. And we're going to pay out on first six. So if you're betting each way, you'll get your place terms as first six. It's the English Greyhound Derby is we don't have it in Australia. Like six rounds of racing, it's absolutely fantastic watching. It's one of the best futures betting markets on the planet. You've always got a chance. I mean, first three qualify every round. You get that final and you're getting paid out. So we'll be calling on the machine, trained by Brendan Matthews, one of the top people in greyhound racing on this planet. He's an absolute legend, and I'd love to see him win it.
Oh, I love it, mate. That's a little special treat there for the loyal listeners. And as you just sip your cup of tea there just to celebrate your fine work. Good stuff. Great. I might have to put in a few suggestions myself, Kenny. Very nice. I like the English Derby. Shagger, your time to shine here, mate. Let's shag.
Well, I've got an idea. Why don't we shag?
Very good. Well, following up from the invest in the West and the North. Mm.
Hard to follow.
Hard to follow. Hard act to follow.
The Northwest.
First race I'm going to Sandown for the Thursday night. Galloping Speed, number one, as a bit of an each way go here. I think the market could drift a little bit on this one and you'll end up with a pretty nice price. There are a couple others in the race that are going to be pretty hard to beat. Mapunga Ruby put down a flying run at Geelong recently. This is over the 5.95 though. First try at this distance for her. And she will be the favourite. Weblex Stars are another handy one on the inside. Has had a trip over the 5.95 before, but I was just really impressed with the way Galloping Speed has finished off recently in his last couple of runs. A little bit each way play. Race one, number one, Galloping Speed.
Yeah, baby.
Next one I'm looking at, race three, number seven, Gypsy Yankee to have a win there. He's put down some flying runs in the past. This is a reduced field of six. Probably main danger being in box four, Carry On Angel. But Carry On Angel does have a quick beginner to the outside in Father Fevoffs, who will be looking for the fence. So I think Gypsy Yankee, with no pace to his outside, should be able to get away nicely and round him up for a nice win there. Race three, number seven, Gypsy Yankee.
Yeah, baby!
Next one, moving on to race nine. Tipped this one last week and just missed out. Mapunga Warrior. He's drawn here in box four, and I think in this reduced size field, he will get the win. He just needs a little bit of space to wind up, and I think he gets it here. Not a stack of early pace around him either. Run Bubba Run will lead from the outside, but he'll be far too strong if he can get around clean. So that's race nine, number four, Mapunga Warrior. You've already tipped up race 11, number one, so we'll skip right over Moa Meadow. But I don't mind your tip there, Paddy. And then the last race on the card there, race 12, number two, Zipping Cobra.
Yeah,
for Mark Delbridge. think this one's probably just the fastest dog in the race, and the inside draw should suit, and he gets the win there. So race 12, number two, Zipping Cobra. And just to finish off, just wanted to quickly mention the Pink Diamond Series happening in Victoria over the next few weeks. Plenty of big prize money on offer, and you'll start to see it sort of caters for lots of different grades and class of dog, including the maidens. And Warrigal on Friday does kick off one of the heats, and there's a first starter that caught my eye. There in race one,
here we go.
Number three, Off and Gone. Kayla Cottrell trains this one. It's out of Naughty Kazza, who has produced some absolute flyers, some group race winning dogs. And this litter to Aston DB's already produced a few winners that are showing plenty. So look, with a name like Off and Gone, you've got to be pretty confident, don't you? Look, on the breeding here,
sure do.
I think Off and Gone might be one to watch for. There's a few dogs in that race already with a little bit of exposed form, and from what I can see of them, I'd be feeling confident Off and Gone would have the edge on them. But our friend as well, Maddie Clark, has a dog in box one who's a first starter, Queen Kathleen. You know that he's going to bring some quality to the track, so it'd be an interesting betting market to see who the punters fancy out of the two of those.
Yeah, baby.
Off and Gone, mate. We'll be the winner. Don't you worry about that. Speaking of Off and Gone, Armin and Kenny just decided to leave the Zoom halfway through. Luckily, he did all his little segment, and it was perfectly timed. If I didn't mention it, you would have never even known. Let's take a quick break here on the Non-Chasers. We'll get Kenny back on, and we'll wrap it all up with dog food, show me the money, the multi, and we'll wrap it all up then. See you soon. Welcome back to the Non-Chasers here on SEN Track for Sports Bet. We're going to wrap it all up. We missed dog food last week. We ain't missing it twice in a row. It's time to play our favourite game. The dog food.
Ach, chum is so chumpy, you get carving.
Okay, of course, brought to you by Chum Dog Food. So good and so tasty. Boys, we know this works. I'm giving you a word. It's either a term or it's a dog. And today's theme is the home office, being confined back to lockdown. The home office is the theme. Can we test our buzzers, please, Shagger?
Sore back.
Kenny? I'll just go lockdown.
Okay. All right. Music up in the background. Question number one. I'm hoping Shag is on the ball here. Ergonomic chair.
Lockdown. Back.
Kenny?
That is home office related.
Correct. You're right. 1-0 to you. Question two. Pen.
Saw back. Lockdown.
Kenny, that's you.
I'm going to go with dog.
No, it's not. It's a pen, mate. You're silly to call a dog pen.
I've seen worse names.
0-0. Question three, Zoom code.
Saw back.
Lockdown.
Kenny?
I'm going to go with home office, but I'm doubting myself. There's a few Zoom dogs out there.
Home office it is. All right, question four. It's all combined in one word. Is your microphone
saw back.
Yes, Shagger.
That's a home office related term.
Correct. It's 1-1 here going into the final question. Double pointer. Question five. Home again.
Saw back. Down.
Kenny.
That's a dog.
Correct. Well done, mate. It is a dog. And you win dog food for the return installment of Dog Food. All right, quickly into it. Show me the money. Okay, this is just value play of the week. I'll kick us off tomorrow night, Thursday night. That is race 12, number one. I like a cherry. Pepe Power, $7.50 at Sandown. Kenny?
There's no prices up yet, but he'll go off a big price. He's $13 in the form guide. It's Cannington Saturday, race one, box one, Zeke.
Zeke. Yes, I like it. Hello, all you Ozak fans out there. And Shagger?
I'll go for race 7, Thursday night at Sandown, number 8, Fenway Lights, around the $5.
Okay, price, nice, $5. Okay, multi, quickly, we'll get into it. We're going to do something special this week. It's only going to be a 2 out of 3 multi, so even easier for you to get, as Rufus is just getting involved again, here, over here. My selection is going to be my $5 dog, race 11, number 1, Moa Meadow to place, Shagger.
I'll go race 10 Thursday night, Sandown, number 2, Gypsy Wyong to run top 2 there.
And Kenwado, Great Irish Hope.
Thursday night, Albion Park, race 4, box 2, Super Estrella.
Very good. $2.50, 6 to 4 in the old.
Yeah. Like and it. All you need is 2 out of 3.
Oh, Robert's your father's brother. Boys, that's it. Thanks again for putting up with us in the home office. We're doing our best here, but if you are going to listen, if you are going to have a punt on any of these tips, just please do it in a responsible manner. We'll see you later, boys.
See you later.
Godspeed.